Tantor Audio presents An Early Wake by Sheila Connolly, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. Maura Donovan looked at the piles of paper spread out on her well-worn kitchen table and despaired. For 6 months now, she'd been running Sullivan's, a small pub in a small town in County Cork, Ireland, and she had no idea if she'd made any money at all. She knew how to handle the day-to-day stuff like tending bar. She'd been doing that since she was legally old enough, and maybe a bit before, back in Boston where she'd grown up. But running a business was a different matter. At least it had been a good summer with nice weather, and the place had been well filled some nights, not so well filled on others. She'd heard it was the poor economy everywhere that was keeping the tourists from other countries home, watching their own pennies. But it was hard to get by with only the locals as customers. And even here in Lepp, there was plenty of competition, particularly from the inn across the street, plus the new bistro that just opened down the road, and even more competition in nearby Skibbereen, a thriving market town 7 miles down the road and with 10 times the population of Lepp. All of which was why Maura had been putting off doing the numbers for Sullivan's. She didn't have a computer or spreadsheets, just invoices and bank statements, and lots of scraps of paper with scrawls that she couldn't even read. She had taken a couple of accounting classes back in Boston, but she'd never liked them and hadn't paid a lot of attention then. She'd paid the salaries of her employees, Mick, Jimmy, and Jimmy's daughter Rose, but they were all part-time and worked erratic schedules, adjusting their hours from day to day or week to week. How her employees managed to live on what she paid them, she did not know, but closing...